Hello, 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 everybody, earthlings, people of planet Earth, people in any planet, people of the world, tuning in. It's your girl, Steph Star, alone again. It's just me, noise in the background. That's about it. Back with another episode. This one is going to have to be Cole Part 2, because every other point on my notes is about J. Cole. Co-world, OMG, Friday, Cole decided to drop Interlude, a 2-minute single, song, whatever you want to call it, of his new album that's dropping Friday, which I cannot wait, but we're going to do things in order. Everything has an order, and I always get the bad news out on the front end so we can end on a good note. I want to give a special rest in peace with all peaceful and kind, loving energy and vibrations to Romy the Saint. I cannot imagine his name being said any other way. Romy the Saint, may he rest in peace. In a better place now, because this world is crap, honestly. No matter how positive I try to be, it's just very little that reminds me that there's humanity. Romy the Saint passed away a couple of days after he was punched in the head 2 days in a row by classmates. Romy was 12. I'm assuming his classmates were also 12. He came from Haiti. He was sent from Haiti by his mom to have a better life. I'm not sure how long he's been here. The article didn't say that, but it's so sad. We just closed up Mother's Day weekend, and if it wasn't for your kids, you're not a mom, you know, like, that's just the obvious. But after becoming a mother, I see things different, I understand things differently, and that shit hurt just reading it and thinking, you know, it just happened on Mother's Day or over the Mother's Day weekend. His mom is technically overseas because she's in Haiti, right? That's overseas. A flight away. And she's not here. She can't be here with her son. And I think it's horrible. I believe the article said he was being bullied, which I believe. A person doesn't get hit and not do anything about it if they're not already in some type of bullshit. And I feel like the New York City Board of Education does very little about bullying. You guys know I used to get bullied. But, like, I come from a time where, like, we have thick skin. I have super fucking thick skin. Shit just rolls off my back, in part because I was bullied, but because I come from a generation that isn't as hypersensitive as people are now. Nonetheless, bullying is not cool. And, like, that age range, that age, 12, that's, it's, like, the worst thing that could happen to you. And my heart just goes out to him and his family. And keep him in your prayers. May he rest in peace. It has really touched me. Because of the bullying, because it's in New York, because it happened over Mother's Day weekend, because he came from a different country. Imagine being in a whole different country, probably not knowing the language, not having your mom close by. It's a completely new environment, and then to be getting bullied, and then you get hit, and then he told his brother or his cousin that he got hit. Nothing happened, because that's what the Board of Ed does. They do nothing. I know from an insider, as a person that went to all public schools, as a person who has worked in public schools, a person that I had problems because I would ignore people. Like, I never, I'm not going to get into the way I was bullying. This is not a laughing matter. I can laugh my own situation off, but we'll wrap it up. Rest in peace, Romy. And I know you're in a better place. You're a little angel now. We're going to get back into the goodness because I don't want to get sad. J. Cole drops Friday. He dropped a documentary, which I felt was super short. I am praying to the gods of music. I'm sure there's gods of music. You know the Mayans had gods for everything. And you know my ancestors are Mayan. And you know I keep it ancient. Yeah, So I'm praying that there's a part two, because at the end of it, you guys know that clip, I think it comes from The Office, of him saying, "God, no, why?" When it got to like 11 minutes and 58 seconds and I tapped it and I'm like, oh, it's over. I literally said, "God, no, why? There needs to be more." This documentary, we'll get back to the song in a second, because right now, like, I'm just like between playing the song over and over and wanting to like sit down and really watch the documentary. It's what I've been doing. So it, to quote the girl from Twitter, a girl from Twitter that said it, this documentary has breathed new life into me. For one, right, as a writer and a person that records, hearing J. Cole say, write and record, write and record, write and record, it's like it just hit a trigger in my head. And it's like, write in the morning, record at night. And it's so similar to my life in the sense of like, that's how I write. Normally I record at night. This is, at least tell you guys the time. It's 5:05 right now, p.m. It's fairly early. Had a nice little quiet moment to do this, and it's just been on my mind. So you guys know I don't record unless I really want to, because I work for myself. I'm a boss. I'm my own boss. Anyway, the documentary, I gotta stay on track. I think I might be ADHD or whatever it's called, because I'm all over the place. Never been diagnosed. I'm just self-diagnosing, and it's like stuff, like, get it together. I'll go in a room to do something and then start doing a completely new thing. And then halfway through, I'm like, wait, fuck, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I was going to come grab something to complete a different task. And it's literally 10 different tasks at once. Like right now, this conversation is all over the place. But this is another, excuse me, that's Chase. Sit. Shush. Chase isn't behaving right now. That's my silent co-host, Chase. Is Madison's new puppy, but sometimes he's bad, so you might hear him in the background. Apologies in advance. Anyway, back to J. Cole documentary. So good. Like, this documentary, I'm gonna assume it was shot over years, because some of the shots are, they seem like they're like earlier in his career, you know, maybe a few years back. And then he has a clip with 21 Savage, another one of my favorite artists. It's just really hard to describe it. If you haven't seen it, go sit down and watch it. It's 12 minutes, so intense. Like, he talks about his friends having an intervention on him or for him about his career. And it's like, I don't really have friends like that. A lot of my friends have passed. My closest friends have passed, unfortunately. Just going through life, you lose friends, pachangas, best friends become strangers. Things of that nature. But I could imagine to have a group of friends that can like sit you down and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're half-assing everything. Would be very, very vital to anyone's life, I could imagine, especially when you're trying to do different things. And he produces and he writes and he records and he does a lot of different things, and the documentary is just really eye-opening and kind of like, it does wake you up, because it did make me realize a lot of things that I don't have a set routine. I try to just freestyle things, and maybe that's something I need to tweak. So thank you, J. Cole. Thank you, Jermaine Cole, for this. I am so excited for Friday. I cannot wait. Honestly, I thought it was Wednesday today. That's how excited I am in anticipation of it. But Kodak Black is also dropping on Friday. Do I have it here? Kodak Black is also dropping on Friday. You know, you guys know, Kodak Black, that's my other dude. I love Kodak Black so freaking much, and he's dropping Friday, so I have to do a coin toss to see, you know, what I'm gonna listen to first. Maybe it depends on the time that they drop, but yeah, Kodak is dropping Friday. Haitian Boy Kodak, I believe it's the name of the album, and I cannot wait. I honestly cannot wait. I love Kodak. He just dropped a song called Ripstick with Pooh Shiesty. Pooh Shiesty was trending yesterday. He said some fly shit. Look, At first I didn't like Pusha T. I feel like I have this weird thing. It's like I have an aversion. I have a thing with artists that come up out of nowhere, and I honestly feel like he came out of nowhere because the kid blew up really quick. I could be wrong, but like, he's growing on me. Like, every time I hear him, I'm like, you know, he's actually good, Pusha T. He is. I don't have a reason to not like him other than that. He just, it's something weird about, maybe it's the mustache. Maybe it's like a really thin mustache right over the lip. Doesn't matter. It's a good song, Ripstick, but I'm really waiting for Friday for the album. Kodak never disappoints. Kodak has never disappointed me. The song was really, it's at number 12 on trending. Oh, that's a thing. That's also on my list. Like, the kids these days, it's like they want to be number 2 on trending. It's number 12 on this screenshot. It's probably lower now or higher. In 3 days, it made 1.3 million videos, which speaks for itself. It has Sicko Bob in it. I'm not familiar with Sicko Bob, but I like the song. I like the song. I like Kodak. Pusha T is growing on me, so it's pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. So, J. Cole's dropping Friday. I wanted to talk about the trending thing. NLE Choppa's number 2 on trending. I don't know if he's number 2 right now. I can't go into YouTube. I discovered last night, erroneously. I'm probably saying that wrong. I discovered in error that if I open YouTube just to like browse, automatically shuts down my recording. So we're not going to do that. I'm not going to go on thing. But NLE Choppa, you guys, I know. I love saying NLE Choppa because I know that's not his name. And I also know for a fact there's people that actually call him that. But my guy, NLE Choppa, was number 2 on trending. And I feel like that's a big deal because he's so right now he's at number 4 because J. Cole and DJ Khaled's album with megastars. no one small is on his album. So I wouldn't expect it to not be on number 1 or 2. But basically, anybody that's sleeping on NLE Choppa, I'm telling you, this kid, man, this kid is really, really doing some things. I wanna make a couple points about NLE Choppa, right? NLE Choppa. Remember, NLE is 18. He's probably like 18 and a half. Yeah, about 18 and a half, right? Number 2 on trending right now. Clearly, he's a millionaire. He owns his masters, I think. He has his own label he signed to himself. He keeps doing, like, he keeps doing millions. I mean, like, he drops a song and the song goes to millions within a day or two. And his thing, and this, he is the reason why I know that it's like a thing. Like, I never paid attention to who was trending because you're just trending. You could be trending for a moment and in a couple of hours it's gonna fade. But this is like, you know, consecutive. The kid is trending. So he does this thing where he goes, if you guys get me to 30 million, I'm going to drop again. Like, it's an incentive to drop. And he fucking makes the numbers. And it's brilliant, in my opinion. Like, now he's at about, I want to say, 11 million? He's at 11 million in, like, a week, which is huge. There's big artists. Like, A$AP Rocky, he's also on my list right now. And you guys know, like, right after Jay-Z, it's A$AP Rocky is my heart. Anyway, big artists like that don't have that number of views on popular songs over years, for him to have 11 million views in 2 days is huge. It is. I don't care how anybody looks at it. It's big. It's really big. And then for him to use the tactic of saying, if you get me to this, I'll give you some more. It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant, and it's just, he's keeping it going. Before this song, this is Final Warning. Before Final Warning, he did the remix to, what's that song? G Junebug, I think. I don't know. I don't know the name of the song. But he did a remix and it was like number one because it was a TikTok song or like a TikTok type song. So I just feel like what other artist at 18 has that number of views and achievements? Like this kid was just hooping with Allen Iverson. Maybe now because we're in a different time. Allen Iverson isn't as relevant as he was when I was young. But you, listen, get the fuck out of here if you're saying Allen Iverson wasn't that dude when you were growing up. Because he was. Like, anyone my age knows Allen Iverson. And I'm not a basketball head. Like, I'm a sports enthusiast, but it's more baseball. He's like at the Allen Iverson Classic. I don't even know what that is. But it's just from a outsider point of view. To me, it is big. He's doing a lot of things that a lot of people twice his age haven't done, might not do. And I think it's pretty, pretty dope. So I mentioned A$AP Rocky's movie. It's not A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky starred in a movie called Monster. It's a Netflix movie that just dropped on Monster. And it took me a while to watch it just because you don't want to watch a movie with me. I'm not a person you want to watch movies with. I will pause, go back, I didn't hear what they said. Go back, I missed, if I blinked and I missed something, I'm going to rewind it because I want to catch every detail. Because I went to school for this stuff, writing and things of that nature. You know that certain scenarios, dark, light, the way things are used, the way things are done, it's for a reason. So I feel like if I miss a certain scene of a movie, I'm going to miss something. So I had to keep going back. But when I finally was able to sit down and watch the movie, I got goosebumps. I got chills all over me. And I was just really glad that I watched the movie because, wow. So basically, Monster movie proves that the system is just shit. The system, I mean, by like jail or prison or the correctional system. And how you can go to jail for something you never did, which we know. We know that, but watching the details of the movie and seeing how, like, I always say it's a doggy dog world and you gotta save yourself, you gotta save your own ass. It's crazy. It's a really good movie. Rocky's a really good actor. I mean, he's a Libra. Libras are charmers. So that's a given. I don't know what Chase is doing. It's a given. It's a really good movie. This is not Rocky's first movie. You know, you guys know Rocky did Dope. And then now this movie. I think he was a protagonist in Dope. The role he has in Monster isn't big, but you can still see his acting abilities. He's just great. I love watching him. You guys know I could watch Rocky for life. Like, literally until I'm 103. This is not new. I've been listening to A$AP Rocky, Rakim, since 2011, so it's just about 10 years, and it's nothing's changing. It's there to stay. Watch that movie. It's a really good movie. It's based in New York and Harlem, and it's really good. Nas is in the movie, and Nas plays an amazing role. He's an older person in the room observing, watching him, and kind of looking over the person, the protagonist of the movie. The kid's name. I forgot the kid's name. I didn't write that down. He played a really good role. The main character's name, I forgot. I was so deep into the movie that I made myself the kid, and I'm just like, man, imagine being in a situation like that. It's really deep. And it doesn't seem like a deep movie the first maybe 20 minutes. So just sit it out and watch it. It's brilliant. It really is, because I got goosebumps as a good person with bad tendencies, or just a good girl, you know, like I'm a good girl, but I've done fucked up shit, but I wouldn't call it a monstrosity of like trying to ruin somebody's life to save my own. It's a really good movie, and props to Rocky, man. I hope he releases or drops something soon. Please, we need something. So I found out that, at least for Spotify, I think the numbers are close in like YouTube and other streaming platforms, but for Spotify specifically, you get $3,000. This is laughable to me. $3,000 per every million view. And I thought that you know, people go hard for views on YouTube, like what I was talking about, Annalie Choppa and the trending. But it's like, if you really do the math, 2 million views, that's only $6,000. To somebody like Annalie Choppa, who's like probably loaded at this time and he's still on the rise. That's the thing about this kid. Like, this kid from Memphis, right? Just, I'm not going to say out of nowhere, he has been building up. He hasn't reached his, like, biggest point. And I got my eye on him and I'm keep watching him. Good vibes to him. I feel like he's a really good kid. He's always with his mom. And can't be a bad thing, right? So shout out to him for doing that. I am super excited about the pandemic ending. The pandemic is coming to a close, you guys. And I was talking with someone yesterday. And I said, when they say, you know, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. If they make wearing mask optional, are you going to wear the mask? Or are you going to still wear the mask? Or are you tired of the muzzle? I'm tired. Listen, I'm that person that, I'm not going to say rip because it's not ripping it. But like, you know how Target has double exit doors? In between the first exit door and the second exit door, my mask is off. I'm not walking from my car to the store with my mask on. I'm not doing that. It's a muzzle and I want to breathe. I can't. I cannot. Thank God that I am healthy and, you know, I've been good this whole pandemic. So shout outs to the Lord and Savior for that. You guys know Skepta. Oh, what is it called? I forgot the type of rap genre that Skepta is from. It's like right there on my mind, but not coming out my tongue. Or the other way around. Skepta. I found out about Skepta because of ASAP, The Mob, or Rocky, or one of them. That's just how he came up to light to me. I'm sure he was known where he's from. Ni en su casa lo conocen, they say in Spanish. Go figure that one out. I got a screenshot here. He dropped some cleats for the team of where he's from. It's like a British team. I'm going to get the exact picture here in a second. Oh, listen, I've never heard of the Phantom SK. The Euro football team. Yeah, so the Euro football team collabed with Nike to make the SK Phantom football boot. I guess that's what they call it, a football boot. It's a cleat. It's a freaking cleat. And they're awesome. I mean, they're like your average cleats. Nothing amazing about them. But I think that's dope as fuck. Because I'm a sports and music lover. And that's and shoes. And it's all merged. And their football is soccer. You guys, soccer? It's like everything. The sport that I played with music, with shoes. Just, it's a beautiful marriage of everything. So shout out to Skeptogram for that. It's a really cool shoe. And so, speaking of rappers and sports, I think music and sports, rap and sports should just get married already. Call it Rorts or Sprat. I don't know. J. Cole, I'm going to read a tweet to you guys. J. Cole is one of two import signings by Rwanda's Patriots BBC team in Basketball Africa League, joining former NC star. NC State star Brandon Costner. Album drops on Friday. First pro basketball game in FIBA NBA League on Sunday. It's loaded, but is that not amazing? Who? I don't know how that's. It's not impossible, but it's not minor either. That's definitely a feat, man. J. Cole is doing things. Big things. Pandemic is definitely ending. Wendy Williams. I always shout her out. It's, you know, she gets a lot of hate, but when you great, they hate. She does have a crappy attitude sometimes, but you are who you are, and she is where she is for being who she is. And you know what? I believe in that shit. I believe in being yourself, and that's the only way to find out who really fucks with you, because when you yourself, it is what it is. Wendy Williams got a wax figure at Madame Tussauds, and She wasn't even hyped about it. Like, I don't even think Wendy knows how big that is. Like, you don't, not everyone gets so, like, you're forever now. You're immortalized. You are, unless it melts. I don't think it's that type of wax, but it looks just like her. It looks just like Wendy. Like, I'm looking at a picture right now, and you can tell Wendy is Wendy because her expression lines, her expression lines show she looks exactly like the wax statue. I think she deserves it. She definitely deserves it. She's been immortalized now, and go Wendy. Go Wendy and be hype about your wax because not everybody gets that. For real, for real. So, I don't know if, I don't think there's anything else that I wanted to talk about other than my anticipation for Friday. I'm like, I'm cleaning everything in my house. I just cleaned out my walk-in closet. I'm gonna move on to my bookshelf because it's overstuffed and packed. Just so that Friday, in case one or the two, like one or the other, either Kodak or J. Cole drops at midnight. You never know when they're gonna drop. If it's at midnight, that'll be cool. That gives me more time to listen. But yeah, so I just want Friday off. I don't have a day off because, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I have a almost 3-year-old, and it's not the terrible twos, it's the terrible, horrible toddlers. Who said it was only at two? Lied. But I'm gonna make it my day off. I don't care what I have to do. I'm gonna listen to J. Cole because it's true. You need a routine. And I'm just gonna have everything ready, and I'm definitely gonna be recording again because, boy, if that documentary then set a fire under my ass, it did. And I'm just excited. I hope that musicians and artists know how much they mean to the fans of their music and people that listen to them and watch them and follow them. And it's not to be taken lightly at all. And know that hip hop saved my life a lot of times. Music is my medicine. So hope you guys enjoy this. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I'm not gonna press myself about the 60 minutes. When I record with someone, I record with someone. And yeah, man, I look forward to this J. Cole. Hopefully NLE gets his 30 million views that he wants so he could drop again. Hopefully ASAP Rocky decides to drop soon. Like full songs, not just snippets. Or a whole album. Fuck it. Go. Just do the album, dude. We're waiting. We've been waiting. And yeah, Kodak Black. Don't eat at Cracker Barrel because you see what happens. So this was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. A little short and sweet. But I will be back with more. Yay for the pandemic ending. Go Yankees. And thank you, J. Cole, for this documentary. And thank you, Rocky, for this movie. And thankfulness to everybody. And thank God the pandemic is ending soon. And I'll be back. Thanks for listening. You're awesome. Drink water, pray, meditate, do good things, put good vibes in the air. Be a good person. Do good, you get good. And remember, karma is real. I don't have no more tips for you guys. Enjoy your life. Love your life. Toodaloo.